Well, coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Margot Donahue, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Margot Donahue.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Luke. I'm sorry I had to do that.
Yeah. That's not getting old at all.
Margot, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm working for an organic beauty company. I am working...
That's funny. Organic beauty? Wouldn't you just... Who needs to buy it if it's organic? Do you see what I'm saying, Margot?
Yeah.
You're just pretty much born in the world, beautiful or not, and you don't really need to promote anything unless...
Well, like leg combs and...
What do they sell?
They sell, like, really great, you know, green apple peel or...
What do you mean green apple peel?
What do you mean?
I can get that. Take a green apple and you peel it. You just come by my mulch pile anytime. I can give you some green apple peel. By the way, if you like the tops of the strawberries with the little green thing,
uh-huh.
I can get you that.
I bet I can throw it.
Yeah.
What is a green apple peel?
What we do is instead of like a water-based product, it's a green apple-based product.
Oh.
And you use it on your skin and it makes you gorgeous.
If you use it on your skin and it makes you gorgeous?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How long do you leave it on?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Can you take it on a plane?
This has been Beauty Chat. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Now
rejoin Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in progress. Margot, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're going to play Who's Carl? Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your answering machine. Here is your first quote.
At Dulles, someone was ordered to peel her banana.
That's Slate.com describing one of the stranger instances over the past week of security where?
At the airport.
Right. For the second week, airline passengers worldwide faced big lines and long lists of items prohibited in carry-on bags. The list grew to include not only just plain old gels in bottles, but gel bras, also those gel-based insoles. Take that, Dr. Scholes, if you even are a real doctor.
Well, you know what you can still bring? I flew today, and you can still bring those exploding Dell laptop computers.
All right, Margot, here is your next quote.
It's not going to be smiley face happy news.
That's a woman defending for about the 800th time her place in the evening news landscape, who says her take on current events isn't going to be all sunshine and lollipops.
Oh, that'd be Katie Couric.
Katie Couric is right. So she has been just the source of so much speculation, Katie Couric. What's she going to wear? What's she going to talk about?
What's she going to talk about? Don't we have to wait?
Well, that's even a topic of speculation because one of the things Katie Couric says is she wants to try to highlight sort of positive news stories a little bit. She says, though, not at the expense of the big stories. Despite all the gossip and speculation, Couric says she's concentrating on her September 8th debut and trying mostly just to get rid of that old man smell left by Dan Rather and Bob Schieffer. All right, here's your last quote.
Now, when I lost the tape of one of my childhood talent shows, I could forgive myself. However, if I were NASA, I'd be losing a bit of sleep over this.
That's a posting on the scientific archivist blog mocking NASA for losing a kind of historic home video, the original recording of what?
Man landing on the moon.
That's right. Nice work, Margot. 3 for 3. NASA admitted that they have no clue where the original tape of the first moon landing is. This is a quote from them. We haven't seen it for some time. We've been looking over the years, and it just hasn't really turned up. Looking for help, Neil Armstrong called his mother, who told him to retrace his giant steps for mankind.
Yeah. Okay.
Carl, how did Margot do?
Margot was perfect. Luke, she had 3 correct answers. So, Margot, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I'm so excited.
Well, Margot, thanks so much for coming on the show. Great job.
Thank you guys so much. Good luck.
All right, bye.